galactic civil war spreads across the sun. From the height of Coruscant to fiery Mustafar, to fight the evil empire, for people join the fray.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hydian Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures set in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Currently our story is Friends Like These, and it can be found as a standalone module. This is Act 3, Episode 5, and I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
Hey, I'm Chris. I play Mandalorian Commando Matu Ordo, and hey, guess how many people I'm going to kill today? Just guess. Go around to all your friends, start a pool. Okay, there's a lot of people to kill, and I haven't killed anybody in a while. So you just start guessing.
I vote a lot. But I'm Leslie, and I'm Kith, and I build stuff and break stuff and make a general hash of things, but hopefully in an interesting way.
Hi there, I'm Christine, and I play Nima Ptolemy, who probably won't kill a lot of people tonight. She's probably going to do more keeping people alive. Maybe actually use her fancy new shield that got made months and months ago. And her duty is personnel.
Dude, I'm like a droid. And I do like enemy demoralization stuff, although not as much anymore because it's kind of a bummer. And I like shoot things from way far away, kind of like a sharpshooter, and I'm a hacker. Slicer. And if Matu is ever losing a battle, I shoot him in the head. Although he tells me not to, but I think he really wants me to. So I'll be doing that, you know, maybe.
It's really dangerous to get knocked out on this party. Amp will take care of you.
Take care of you? All right. I got it. Thanks.
All right. So to start off, I'd like to ask a question of the different characters to get us to know them a bit better. Today's question is for Matu Ordo. So how are you dealing with the added objectives that your captain has added to the mission scope? Like, are they just an annoyance, or are you finding reasoning behind them?
Thinking back, I believe it was me who suggested we go through with it anyway. But overall, I don't think that whatever slave army we're going to manage to free here is going to be particularly useful, because they will be malnourished and have a bomb in their head.
Fair enough. And to get a bit of a recap as to what happened in last session, I'm going to tap Kith.
All right, so we had a plan. I thought we had a plan where we would go to this big party, and Maddie and the droid guy would entertain, and I would stealth, and Nima would glare willfully at people, it seemed. Which she did. She did.
You made me wear a really shiny dress.
It was a very shiny dress. And Raimi got a top hat.
And monocle.
Yeah, it was very classy. And then, apparently, when she tried to talk to the prince, she got the brush off. But then we decided that we would do a job for the prince to make him less likely to be ill-disposed towards us. And there's a sword, and I got caught, and then the gig went well, but Matu wouldn't let Amp do another encore. And now we're in a speeder, headed for a barracks to free slaves? Or find a sword? I'm not really sure.
Find a sword to pay the Mandalorians that Matu called. She called one in particular who is certainly not his mother.
Oh, right. He called his mom. I forgot about that.
My son. So stubborn.
Hey, you haven't even gotten a date yet. Stop with this my son stuff.
Dude, only a matter of time.
Creeper.
I mean, look at me. Gestures to himself.
That was a nice paint job.
Dude.
The four of you are in a speeder barreling towards the outer wall of encampment. And there are three encampments on the outside of the city proper. And they're in a fairly wooded area. The map that the Zygarian had showed, that Raimi had sort of copied down, shows Alpha, Beta, and Gamma encampment. And according to all the information that you have, that has been provided for you. The sword should be in the beta encampment, which is on a bit of a rise in comparison to the other two.
How much is a bit?
1/8 of a byte.
Are you taking advantage of Christine not being in the same room as you?
Can't get smacked.
All right, so it's wooded. Like, is it everything wooded? Or is it just a small copse?
No, this is a dense forest. It has a fairly contiguous canopy to it. One could call this, like, almost rainforest thick canopy. And these three different encampments have been sort of carved into it, where they've got paddocks around. The paddocks have been cut into the jungle, and they have paddocks there for keeping the new slave acquisitions as they come through. I guess we should roll a destiny pool.
Two light side.
Two light side.
One light side.
One dark side. And our total pool is 5 light side and 1 dark side point. Sorry, Ben.
Yeah.
At least it's not Genesis.
This is worse than Genesis.
We can't take away your dark side point now, can we?
None of you are human.
Meh.
Matu's human.
He's Mandalorian. That doesn't count.
Aw.
Different than average human. Okay, so for duty, since we are here at the start of a recording session, is rolled at a 30, which actually does trigger.
Yay!
Which means Nima gets 2 wounds, or raises her wound threshold by 2, and everyone else raises their wound threshold by 1. As you get to the edge of Sklavos, Raimi comes to a stop. There, at about extreme range, you have Beta encampment. Just off to the left, at about long range, is the Alpha encampment, and then you know deeper in is going to be Gamma at the end of the road. Currently, you were given the intel, because of really good rolls, that the Alpha encampment currently is Trandoshan slavers. The Beta encampment is being run by the Karazak Slavers Cooperative, and the Gamma encampment is for Thalassian slavers. Raimi draws the speeder to a stop at the edge of the wall of Sklavos, essentially looking for instruction. How are the four of you wanting to approach the Beta encampment?
What kind of wall are we looking at here?
There is a... It looks to be a chain link fence type arrangement. Like, posts, a netting in between. And it goes up about a good 12 feet with the wonderful barbs on the top, making sure that people aren't likely to climb out. And it looks very much like the outer perimeter fence is made for keeping people in, not so much for keeping people out.
Are these structures permanent or temporary?
It's easier for you to see the Alpha encampment. You can see a kind of bit for the Beta one, and it looks about the same. And for the Alpha encampment, it looks like there's a bunch of temporary facilities, but it looks like those temporary facilities have been there for a while. Definitely more than a year. Most likely several, like in the 10-year range. Like,
I'm looking for a sewage system. Is there a sewage system?
Not that you can really see. It doesn't look to be that permanent.
Are there any vehicles at either the Alpha or Beta encampments, as far as we can see?
You can see a couple hover trucks that have a cage on the outside so that people could see into the cargo, but made of the same general chain link style enclosure.
So out of curiosity, how is Nima doing right now?
You mean in terms of, like, how is she acting? How is she looking emotionally? That kind of thing?
Take your pick.
Nima has a task set before her. So that's where her mind is at right now, where you can see her looking, you know, through the chain link fence. She's making use of her macro binocular some, even if she's not that perceptive. She's worried about the problem at hand right now. So she's been fairly quiet on the ride over and isn't really showing a lot of emotion at the moment. Kith?
Yo.
I think we're going to need a distraction. I'm going to pass my macro binoculars over to her. Find something nice to blow up.
That would would be my pleasure. You guys figure out what you want to do.
Well, our intel says that the sword is in Beta encampment, so I think we need to start there. It would be a little easier to sneak around if the guards get distracted, or if we are caught, that they have something nice and on fire to worry about, in addition to us starting to shoot back.
I guess I will roll a perception check. With a blue?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because that's...
Totally go with that.
Binocularness, right?
Yeah. I'll go with it.
I can't remember, because they're technically hers, but we always take them away from her.
Technically, they remove setback dice for distance.
Oh, they remove setbacks? Okay.
Yeah. I'm figuring that... Okay, you're looking through the macro binoculars. There's a... You're looking over the side of the land speeder as you're looking, and it's just sort of bobbing there a little bit. You're having to look to extreme range, try and pick out something. And I am figuring that this is going to be a hard check with one setback due to it being in... It's past the twilight of the night, and it's actually dark, dark out. There's a bit of starlight, but there's also, like, flood lamps going over different places.
I would assume that the compound I'm looking at is illuminated.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I assume that I have compatriots kind of telling me what I might be looking for?
How about Raimi has the map? Maybe he's helping to direct her attention.
That would work. That would definitely give a boost for
it. Any of the guards look, you know, kind of cute? Let me know.
Are you planning on seducing them?
I'm all dressed up.
I don't know why I ask.
You're jealous, aren't you?
Of whom?
I think we all know.
There is also a very interesting distraction here, but I'm the GM and I shouldn't be suggesting things.
Can I flip a light side point so that you do?
It's not going to be the malfunctioning droid thing again, is it?
I'm thinking we're going to need you in a different place. Amp.
Yeah?
Your rifle has pretty good range.
Yeah.
Do you see any good sniper perches?
Do I have to flip a destiny point for a hill?
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah, there's a...
Come on, you got five of the things. You walked right into that one.
Arbitrary GM of evil.
You walked into it.
You actually asked, honestly.
Yeah, there's a hill right over there. Want me to, like, you know, set up, quote, shop, quote. He does little air quotes.
Yes. Cover us, and if we get into some trouble, start shooting the bad guys.
Right, bad guys first. Work my way through the list. I need a code name, though, like Tango Charlie. Like, if you gotta reach
Tango
me on the comm. Victor? All right.
No, Tango Victor.
Tango Victor? All right, so yeah, if you need to reach me, Tango Victor, or who, like, one of those porgs. He runs off.
Like, what? Okay, Tango Victor it is. And Nima does shoot a glare at Kith of that, because she knows what she just found.
Hey!
Kith has no idea what you're talking about. She's looking through the binoculars. Macro binocular thingies.
Kith's revenge.
So, the mound that you see is going to be... It's at medium range, a bit into the jungle. And, like, it's at medium range to the Beta encampment power wall setup. So it's going to be extreme range to the far side of the encampment, long range to most of the encampment, and if anyone actually gets pushed up to the fence towards you, it's going to be medium range for Amp there.
Does that work for you, Brent?
Yeah, it should be fine.
For Kith, you have a 3 purple, 1 setback roll with boost from Raimi. Actually, with what Raimi's giving you, going to change that boost into an upgrade.
Well, that's nice.
Looking for things to explode.
And while you're looking around, see how they are holding any slaves. It would be really convenient if there was like a master control switch or something.
Like an open all doors here button?
Yes.
That works when you shoot it?
I mean, that seems to be the way doors work in the galaxy we live in.
Some would say that.
I don't know. We've had trouble with doors. But I removed the setback because I'm using the mononucleosis things.
Yep. The heck you are.
All right, so upgraded, it was 2 green, 1 yellow, then 3 purple. I got 2 success and 2 advantage. Huzzah!
So, looking around, You can see a hover truck nestled against the back of the power fence. You can see the generator to the power fence actually fairly close to the front because they're wanting to keep it away from the slaves who might get out, and they want to make sure that it's a bit of a distance. You do see a couple sets of guards around. You see three of them at the front gate. You see three of them standing, well, two are standing, one sitting just outside what looks to be the largest tent there, or largest hut there. You can see this one human who's pacing around. From his outfit, it looks a little bit more regal, a little bit more like an actual suit, as opposed to the normal coveralls that the rest of them are wearing. It looks like he's impatiently pacing outside of this hut.
All right, I will relay this appropriately to my team.
That might just be Baron Savell.
Should we care about that?
Well, given he's the one paying these people, this job might be easier than we thought.
Basically, you want to have Amp shoot him.
Well, that's not going to really... We'll call that Plan B. I was more thinking if we get a hold of him, I'm sure he would happily give up the sword for his life.
Am I still blowing stuff up?
Oh, I still want to have that set up because that's never going to work, but...
Let's just start throwing grenades. I'm bored. Throw grenades at the generator. Frontal assault. Frontal assault.
I asked for your input.
Frontal assault. Frontal assault.
I asked for your input before.
Throw the grenades in the air and I'll shoot
them. Yeah.
Can we just...
Or roll them on the ground. Works too.
I don't think that's really going to...
Except for there's a chain link fence in the way.
It's Star Wars.
Matu, weren't you talking about being able to get up the tower without a jetpack?
Oh yeah. I could just jump over that. No problem.
Could you get Kith and I over the fence as well?
Theoretically. I went less than she does.
Throw Matu in the air and I'll shoot him.
No, bad guys first.
Why don't we start with Matu? Can you take out that generator?
Right, on the... Here we go. Right, what, stealth?
I would think that it's just athletics since you just wanted to blow everything up.
I was thinking it was going to be a force jump to get over there. It is 12 feet high.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to jump over it using the force, definitely a thing.
But I don't need to cover my approach.
It didn't really sound like you were wanting to. If you're wanting to, yeah. No, definitely a...
No, I don't want to, but if the captain wants me to cover my approach, I will cover my approach.
She wanted a distraction.
And Nima would prefer a little bit more subtlety. But yeah, if you want to be a big old distraction, that's another option, I guess.
I mean, look, this fight goes one of two ways. Either we very systematically take apart their defenses piece by piece, or we just end up like in a slugfest. So why bother trying to crawl around? Let's just get into the slugfest. That's
it's
my feeling.
It's because we need to close that distance because most of us don't have weapons that are of any use at this range. Nima fully expects us to devolve into a slugfest. She's trying to give us a few advantages before we get in there, namely close the distance some, we've got Amp set up, and then, yeah, we're probably going to end up start fighting.
Well, let's just group stealth then. Let's see how close we can get to the wall, to the fence.
The problem is getting over the fence.
All right.
Well, let's see how close we can get to the fence, I think is his point.
Let's solve one problem at a time.
Absolutely.
I forgot I brought the fun program. I'm definitely doing that now.
What just happened?
And in that case, I will totally go with...
I shoot better when I'm high.
Dude.
Oh, that program.
You're glowing.
And in that case, we're going with a 2 purple, 1 red stealth check.
I got 3 green.
I got 3 green.
I got 2 green and a yellow.
Ooh. All right, you're the one rolling this then. You've hereby been nominated.
I'm going to flip one too. So take 2 yellow.
Okay. So what does that end up being?
Amp
2 yellow, green, 1 red, 2 purple.
I guess Amp isn't there.
You're on comms.
Yeah.
2 yellows and 2 greens.
Ooh.
I'm a sharpshooter. Yeah.
That will definitely work as he's looking through his scope saying, no.
Oh, they're right. Okay. Yeah. 4 yellow against red and 2 purple.
4?
Yeah, if Amp's got 2 and 2.
And he upgraded.
Leslie has 1. I flipped 1. So we're at 4.
That would be a 3 and 1.
I don't think Amp has four cunning.
He just said he had two and two, did he not?
Yeah.
It's agility. I think he... Stealth?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right,
agility.
You're right.
Stealth is agility.
Still, yeah. I'm out of it today, guys. I apologize.
So he's got two yellow. Leslie's got one. And then I flipped the Destiny. So we're at four yellow.
That would be three yellow. Because the highest ranks and the highest ability, which is two ranks and four ability.
Amp starts giggling.
Oh, gosh.
It would be a boost for Leslie. And then, yeah, the upgrade, which bring it to three yellow, one green, and one boost.
I don't care. I'm rolling it. Two purple and a red.
Two purple and a red.
Let's see how awesome we are, guys. Hint, I don't know that we're that awesome.
There we go.
We're just awesome enough. One success and umpteen advantage.
Look at all that moral support Amp gave.
That's absolutely true. We're basically looking at
him. I didn't so much help as just sort of being there.
You gave us whatever the advantages are going to be.
Right.
All right, so you're able to make it all the way up to either the edge of the fence or to the guards at the front. There's a group of three people there. They might be considered minions, if one might want to put it that way.
Do we want to go for the guards or the fence?
We were going for the generator, so we might as well go for the fence.
So fence.
All right, so at this point, it's at short range, but there's a fence in the way.
The generator's at short range? But there's a fence in the way.
Yes.
And we got five advantages.
Like, you guys could lean up against a fence, but you're probably certain that that's a bad idea.
How big is the generator?
I'm going with it's a Silhouette 2 thing. Like, it is powering the fence that's around not just the whole encampment, but also the slave paddock.
Hmm. Okay.
So you can't force throw it as well.
I cannot pick it up. No, I am...
That makes me sad.
I needed 10 more XP than I could have tried, at least. I don't think I would have had to roll really well to get it, but I could have. But I do have Force Hurl, so if you want me to, like, really hawk that grenade...
Well, if it's at short range, I don't really need you to force it.
I mean, this is true.
I thought you were going to jump over and, like, stab it or something.
We could. I don't know how big the holes in the fence are. Can you throw a grenade through?
Want me to shoot it?
Just jump. If you want, take Kith with you.
I'm sort of figuring that it's like an inch and a half. You might be able to push the grenade through, but you wouldn't be able to really throw it through one of the openings. You could definitely throw it over, though.
Yeah, you just have to waft it. But I think the grenade might be a more distinct noise than we want to really go for at this point.
Okay, I'm going to jump. Jumping.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is Alpha Mike. What's going on?
Who?
Alpha Mike.
Alpha Mike?
I thought you were Tango Victor.
I thought he was Tango Victor.
I know
Victor.
What she's doing, Alpha Mike Papa.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tango Victor.
Alpha Mike Papa.
In the background, Matu just whoop whoop, and he's on the other side.
But then that's not a call sign. That's your name.
Don't tell
hey,
him.
Guys, I'm using advantages.
Wow, you
to
just
have
got
the,
right over there. Yeah.
The advantages here are one advantage, though, that for no reason other than Kif and Nima do not notice me, so it just looks like I appeared on the other side.
We were busy arguing with Amp about his call sign.
Okay, so that's one of five advantages being
all right,
used.
I'm going to try to gently lift Kif over. Because instead of just popping this thing, it would be nice if we could control this fence. Sam.
I thought you would have just carried me with, but now you're going to pick me up?
Yeah.
Are you going to let me know, at least?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Matsu's never really done this before. So he hops over, and it occurs to him, oh, I probably should have carried Kif. Oh, well, I could just, let me just try this. He doesn't want to mention it because if he can't do it, then he doesn't want anyone to notice. So I think I just do the same thing. Yes, I'm just going to roll again. So before I had a dark and two light side points, and now I've got, yes, two light, two dark. One to move and one to increase the strength. Two silhouette,
no
one.
I have no idea what's happening.
So Kif slowly starts to rise through the air.
Kif,
Mokhtar, please tell me you're doing this.
Don't talk to me while I'm doing it.
I want to be on the ground, please.
Quiet.
What was in that program?
Boom. Hey, look, I did it. I didn't know if I could do that.
You didn't know, and you lifted me over an electrified fence.
It's not.
She punches you.
It's not electrified. It's made of energy.
She punches you anyway.
Hey, Nima, you want me to do the same thing?
Kith, can you turn off the fence, please?
Kith is going to go sabotage the generator.
That was kind of the question. How are you wanting to sabotage it? Are you wanting to sabotage it so it just turns off, or are you wanting to sabotage it so it goes kaboom?
That depends, guys. Do we want to just make it blow up when we go other places, or do we want to power it down so that it looks like a mistake?
No, I want a toggle switch. I want you to be able to turn it on and off whenever you want to.
Is there any benefit to having this place be powered? Because if we blow it up and we vacate the area, it could buy us a little bit of time. They might just think it's a mechanical malfunction.
Well, yeah, that's why we do the toggle with the delayed blast.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, if we just, if Kif makes it look like a mechanical error and we just run away, then they won't even know we're here.
Yes.
I kind of like that one. Do that one.
So to do that, delayed, I'm going to upgrade it once. It really is just sort of a hard check, and I do feel like I really should be using one of these points because, well, big explodey thing. So that turns it into one setback because you're trying to be quiet, two red, and a purple for a mechanical check, which, by the way, is stationary explosives.
Question. Do we want to do it so that it's all built into the machine? Or do we want it so that I have control over it at a distance?
What would Kith do?
Yeah, no, she wouldn't make it control. She'd make it flicker and then explode after a set amount of time.
It's also one less thing for her to worry about once we're past this.
Since she's traveling with three things to worry about.
And how?
Did you pick up on that one there?
All right.
It just occurred to me, are we leaving Raimi with the speeder, or is Raimi going to come with us?
I think Raimi needs to man the getaway vehicle.
Okay.
Oh.
He was all right ready for the ride of the Valkyries.
Well, we might need to make a fast getaway. He might need to zoom in and rescue us. And he could play that music if he so chose.
He still has his blaster pistol out, ready to, like, shoot things.
Because he is the fiercest, dapper astromech ever. All right, what was my difficulty again? I'm sorry.
It is one purple, two red, and one setback for a mechanical check.
All right, just straight up mechanics?
On account of if it's stationary and it's explosive, it's mechanics.
Okay, four yellow, and I guess that's it for the good dice. I mean, it's four yellow, but still. Wait, did we use all of our advantages?
You've got four.
Can I have advantages because we did it. We got here so handily, I'm feeling rather confident.
Okay, I'd totally go with that.
I got a boost.
At least one. How many advantages did you spend, Chris? Just the one? So maybe two boosts?
Unless you're wanting, like, the guards out front to have been sort of pointing in wrong direction so that you're going to be able to get away better.
I think they're complaining about not having been invited to the party, so they're not really paying that much attention.
Lovely.
We cut over to the guards. You know, I don't know why they have that tower so insecure. I bet a bunch of Mandalorians with jetpacks could get up there.
Man, you just keep going on about those Mandalorians. They ain't never coming here.
I'm just saying, we should really prepare for everything, you know? It's like, what if a bunch of Mandalorians came? Or worse yet, a force-wielding one.
Crazy, crazy conspiracy theories. What do you expect? The slaves are going to uprise next? That's nuts.
All right,
really,
you just mark my words.
The Mandalorian that we've got kicking around is in the shed over there. Like, what are you talking about, Mandalorians? We've got the only one here.
Whip pan.
And that's when the GM just drops exposition into the scene where the players are just having some fun.
Yep.
I should go back to what I was doing, which would be putting my dice pool to the correct amount.
Mm-hmm. So a base difficulty of one purple, two red, and one setback.
Four yellow, one blue, one purple, two red. And you know what? On your setback.
Oh my.
All right. So Kip is like, okay, I haven't done this in a little while, but I think I can figure this out. I just need to, and then I'll put that there, and then we'll just twist this slightly off here. And then she steps back from her fine work and nothing happens. So she kicks it. And it starts humming fitfully with 6 success. How many times am I getting shocked with my 3 threat?
You broke your toe.
No, I'm not going to go with you getting shocked with this, though it kind of would be fitting. It flickers. It draws in actually 2 groups of guards near it, and then it goes kaboom as, heck, that's 6 successes. Yeah, that's 2 groups of these guards just getting blown backwards and rolling on the ground afterwards. So that's, of
toast.
The people that you've seen, actually there's even one that looks like they kind of know what they're doing that also seems to have been caught in the blast, that also went flying and actually went through the side of one of the huts.
I'll call that a successful sabotage.
But with the 3 advantage...
You mean threat?
The other 9 people in the compound that look to be armed have noticed you, as the 3 of you are somehow silhouetted by the explosion.
I draw my sword.
Told you it wasn't going to take long.
Alright, so I probably should get some form of, well, initiative. Kind of thinking it should be vigilance.
Whoops, I had a bunch of extra light side points, but success advantage.
3 successes and 2 advantages.
Like, you know, 2 success.
Success and 2 advantage.
Well, that's just going to be easy for all my rolls.
And I would like, when Ben has the bad guys up and running, I would like to take an early slot, because there's 2 things I can, that'll do.
Are you going to be inspiring?
I'm going to be inspiring. Or bossy. That's kind of the best name has got. That's why I held off on buying that ability for so long.
You know that early slot you wanted?
Yeah.
It's still out there in front.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going on, this is probably the best rolls any of these guys are getting all night.
I can only hope.
Alright, so PC, 2 NPCs, then a PC, then 3 NPCs, then a PC and a PC.
Perfect. Alright, if you all don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and take that first slot.
Nima is up to be inspiring.
So the first thing Nima's going to do is, using Quick Draw, she's going to reach over and press a button on the gauntlet-looking thing on her right arm. And these 4 little... I'm trying to think of the best term for it. I guess just emitters is probably the best I've got here. Sort of spread out into a wide X shape. And an energy shield emits out of them in a large, like, tower... kind of tower shield formation. So this big... I believe it's blue glowing energy shield is in front of her. The other thing she's going to do is she's going to go ahead and start barking orders. And I'm going to make an inspiring rhetoric check. Well, Matu, you wanted a fight. Amp, open fire. And inspiring rhetoric is a 2 purple leadership chest. And I've got 3 yellow, a green, and 2 blue for my 2 ranks of command. For 3 successes, my first time using this. So 1 ally for each success in short range recovers a strain. And okay, so advantages were for additional strain. So if Matu or Kith are missing strain, they'll recover 1 or 3. The other thing it does is for the next 3 rounds, you guys get a boost die on whatever you're doing.
Ooh.
Sweet.
And then what range was Kith from me?
Kith was at short range too, because just sort of on the other side of the fence.
Perfect. So I'm going to... Ooh, there's a fence in my way, technically. Or was that just pure energy?
There is still the fence in the way. And it would be... You'd essentially have to move to medium range, like 2 short range movements to get around it.
Okay, I'm going to go in and burn the strain, and that's what I would like to do right now. I can't bodyguard you this turn, Kith, which was the other thing I was hoping to do, unfortunately. But I'm going to go ahead and try to get over there and at least make myself more of a target. So I'll burn the 2 strain for that. And I would also like to note, Nima has a rank of moving target now, So her range defense goes up if anybody decides to take a shot at her, since she went early.
I'm so glad that it maxes out at four. So there's two groups of three that are just flabbergasted. They're at medium range to everyone, and they see this guy with a sword, they see the small Bothan, and they see this Mary Ellen who's just run in. And what they're doing is they're pulling their gun. These people are normally there to just rough up slaves. They're there to keep the people in line. They're pulling fairly small blasters as they pull them and move into short range. And you actually have two groups of these doing that. That they're pulling their hold up blasters and trying to get in closer so that they can start trying to needle people down. Because, well, that's what they get paid for. And also a lot of their compatriots just were taken out with an explosion. So yeah, they're now at short range to the group. Still at long range to Amp. Then one of the... they look a little bit more seasoned. And one of them pulls their blaster rifle and tries... yeah, they're going to try shooting at the person with the big glowy shield thing.
I was hoping that was going to attract some attention.
So they're shooting at from medium range. So that would normally be two.
Purple. And the shield grants me a ranged defense of 3. And moving target gives me 1 more for a ranged defense of 4. So 4 setback dice, Ben.
They're pulling, which takes their maneuver, and then shoots. Missing. Really had to get rid of that. All right. So the minions have gone, and one of the rivals has gone. One of the agents, or two of the agents, and one of the specialists has gone. And then that brings us to a PC slot. So we've got two specialists who are still at medium range to the group. The main groups of agents are at short range, and then you've got the Baron who's at long range, still by the hut. And we have an Amp, a Kith, and a Matu to go.
Battlefolk should go.
Okay, but you're not gonna like it.
Oh gosh, what are you gonna do this time, Chris? Are you gonna force sleep at the Baron?
So, Matu stands ready with his blade in hand. He is surveying the charging slavers. And like lambs to the slaughter, they shall die. Quickly and immediately. He's already thinking, he's not even considering the minion group as part of the threat. He's already thinking 3 steps ahead. But something has stirred inside of him. His connection to the Force is much greater than it has been in previous episodes. Technically, because I just bought more Force ranks, but as he spent all that time trying to connect with the future, trying to connect with following the vision, trying to connect with the advice of Master Plo, there's something resonating that he doesn't fully understand in words. He could not explain it to you, but he knows the feeling in his heart. The cosmic force exists in the Jedi tradition to state that things happen for a reason, that there is a destiny, that there is a purpose, that everyone has a place. And so the cosmic force is somehow resonating inside Matu. In the Jedi trials, there were 5 primary trials, and flashes of Matu's life are coming into his brain. The trial of skill, where a Padawan had to best someone in combat, and you see flashbacks to him fighting the Talls in single combat. The trial of courage, where a Padawan had to do something that was very difficult, and you cut to a scene of him leaping across the stars on the outside of the Shadow Raptor. The trial of flesh, where Matu has had to endure pain after pain, all of the getting shot by Amp, previously TV, just all of the battle scars he has endured. And so he feels like these 3 of these 5 trials have been completed for him. And he remembers the words of Master Plo, which state, "The dark side is those who wish to control." And even though he doesn't know the words of the trial of spirit, he knows that he must confront this now, that he must confront his own dark side, his own dark desires to just slay without warning. So instead of cutting people down, he says, "Slavers, Turn back from your ways. Release these people and you will not be harmed. I told you you weren't going to like it.
Maybe you could do it in lyrics.
So I guess that is charm?
That's coercion? Probably leadership, right?
Leadership.
I was about to say, I don't know.
That almost feels like a coercion.
I'll take it, because that's the only social skill I have strength in.
Like, yeah, in all seriousness, it feels like a coercion thing, because a giant explosion has just happened. There's a person with a sword, and yeah, it does feel like
okay, coercion. So I've got a yellow and a green. Do I have a difficulty?
I'm essentially figuring that this is going to, against the Baron, because, well, he's the one in charge, and the rest of them follow his lead. So, it is going to be going against two red and a setback.
Two red and a setback. Okay, so I'm going to do a few things. I'm going to flip a white destiny because the force is wanting him to do this. I am also going to use Touch of Fate, which allows me once per session to just give myself two blue.
You still get the blue from Nima.
I still get a blue from Nima, so I'm at three blue. Two yellow, three blue. Two red. Do I do it? Yeah, why not? Okay, I'm also going to... I don't know if I'm allowed to do this. Am I also allowed to use Sense Danger?
And that removes setback from social
From anything.
Skills?
Just from once per session, remove two black from any check.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to remove it. Here we go. Two yellow. Three blue, two red, and a table full of stunned players who are like, why did you ask for a battle if you weren't going to kill anybody? Here we go. Success. Triumph. Three advantages.
Why?
I wouldn't say stunned.
Why couldn't that really? Other red show up?
I think the characters are more stunned than the players. I think this is awesome. Yeah. I know why you called for a battle. That way you can have this moment.
Mama.
Actually, I kind of forgot I was going to do this, and then I saw my post-it note, and I was like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do that.
I like that you post-it note things.
I did.
Do I shoot him now?
If there were a despair, I would argue vehemently that TV would immediately shoot Matu for acting crazy.
Well, yeah, for a despair. On the other hand, there are still two player slots of this round.
So, I guess he's still has the ability to act.
So you've coerced the Baron. The Baron is looking to serve Ashen at this Mandalorian who is there. It's like, oh no, you've come for him.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
So for that, I'm kind of wanting to take the success and the triumph for the, oh my, you've come for him. But what do you want to do with the three advantage you also got?
So that one guard who was talking about Mandalorians, he just runs away. I told you! that's one.
While that is a great thing, yeah, it's kind of killed.
okay, whoops. Three advantages.
One of the other guards who had listened to his stories for so long, like, crap, he was right! And he runs away.
I think, let's see. It's like... Oh, I know. Okay. I'm going to use all three for the slaves who are peering out of windows and looking around corners to just be awe-inspired by this moment.
All right. That I can totally go with. Like, yeah, there's this Mandalorian who's doing, unlike what they've seen almost every other Mandalorian do, and stand up to this guy, completely cowing him. And with that, for these three advantages, you see this group of newly processed Twi'leks stepping out from their paddock. And it starts off with one touching the gate, and you can tell that they've tried doing this before, and it shocked them back. And they're surprised that it opens, touch it, and then it opens. And they start coming out forward. And, like, there's these... the corpses of three of the acquisition agents that landed near the slave pen. The first three out pick up blaster rifles from them. Another one's picking up a holdout blaster from the guy who tore through the side of one of these huts. As this is happening, like, 100 Twi'leks are coming out, and the front of the group is now arming itself as they take up covering positions for the slavers who had been around.
Well, that was one heck of a thing.
Okay, someone else do something.
Well, it's NPC turns.
Yeah, the rival is throwing his holdup blaster to the ground and raising his arms, and the Baron has already done his thing of heading to the front door of the hut that he had been pacing in front of with his hands raised.
So are we down to Kith and Amp slots?
Yeah, it's Kith and Amp slots, if they're wanting to do something this round.
So are they all surrendering at this point, then?
The minions have moved in. They're sort of looking uneasy. Like, what should we do? I don't know. What's a Baron up to? Eyes front. And they're sort of on the verge of panic.
Okay, I'm gonna vote for Kith sees what's going on, and while she has zero hope that this is going to work, she wants to be like, you heard the man. And she just kind of gestures, you know, we could take you all out, but we don't want to. She just kind of wants them to all give up too.
All right.
And she's going to add, if you don't, we can drop you one by one.
Okay.
Alpha Mike. So,
Papa. In that case.
Just a hint.
I'm going to have it go up against a purple and a red.
Oh, I hate that snoring effect. So basically, I'm going forward with a repent, or else I only have... Oh, wait, I get a boost.
You do.
For Christine, or for Nima. Do I get a boost for what just happened?
I'll go with it, sure.
For the mayhem happening around us?
Yeah.
Should I flip a point, guys? Because I literally have 2 green.
I leave that up to you.
You have 5 light side points.
Okay, fine, Ben. Have a dark side. I'll flip. All right, so Destiny, it's 1 green, 1 yellow, 2 boost, 1 purple, 1 red.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kith. How convincing are you, you tiny little person, you? Not very, but convincing enough. That is... The Force doesn't care, by the way. The Force was a blank.
Yeah, but all the things going on around definitely help.
That is one whopping success, my friends.
So with that, yeah, the rest of them, the last minion groups, throw down their blaster rifles and throw up their arms.
I didn't think it was going to work.
Then why did you do it?
I didn't either.
I just felt compelled to confront my inner darkness. But perhaps I should be walking a path of peace. Ah! He puts the sword away. All right. Make a line. Slaves, come out. You are free. And I need you to capture your captors. Post haste.
And with that, you've got now... Yeah, a dozen armed with blaster rifles, another 4 armed with hold-up blasters, getting at least the remaining agents and specialists into one of the huts and, like, pulling off any of the gear that they might have had. They've got a few of the force pikes that the agents were having to sort of... A lot of them are gratuitously stunning them. And
Nima doesn't stop them.
Using the force pikes on stun setting to just drive them into one of the huts, taking a branch and putting it through the doors so that it can't be forced open easily.
Hey, Amp. Amp.
What?
Make sure nobody's going to sneak up on us. All right. We've got this under control, I think. Just cover our rear.
Okay.
You're already facing the wrong direction, aren't you?
Where are you? I've got kind of a headache. Could
it's
you
fine.
Kind of keep it down over there?
Just remember, if you let her son die, she's probably not going to want to date you.
She might need another son. I'm just, you know.
There are so many things wrong with that statement.
So many things wrong with us all.
The question I've got is, what are y'all wanting to do with the Baron? Because the slaves assume that you are wanting to do something with him. They just locked in the others.
No, we gotta charge in. We gotta charge in after the Baron. I'll take my sword back out. Charge in and find out what he's doing. Because
he was the first one to give up.
Yeah, but he ran into that hut.
No, he's standing outside the hut with his hands up.
Oh, all right, so I'll go over. Where's the sword?
Sword? Come with me. And at this point, it starts getting weirdly familiar for Matu. You step into this hut, and you can see that it's this two-room hut. And in the back, you can hear screaming as a light flickers. There's shadows on the wall of a droid working on a human form strapped to a bed.
Oh, right, yeah, okay. So Matu, without even thinking twice about it, just runs in and chops off the droid's head.
And there, strapped to the table, is this olive-skinned Mandalorian. I'm assuming the rest of the crew follows in. Like, Amp, maybe not.
Nima at least will.
As you come in, you see the victor of the pit fight that you had seen as you had reconnoitering the market. And he's there with a fairly large gash on his shoulder that, as he's looking up, wondering what the heck is going on, you see all of a sudden he takes a deep breath and relaxes as you're not quite sure what is going on as you and Matu are there looking at it, as it looks like the injury on his arm starts to fade before your very eyes. Like, this is happening quicker than even Bacta would do it.
I don't think Matu probably notices. He's probably too busy cutting through straps. Hold on, brother. We're getting you out of here.
As you cut loose his arms, he starts helping with the ones covering his legs as he stands up. Leaning up against a wall is a sword that he had been using to fight. He takes it, leaves it in its scabbard, and turns to Matu.
Thank you, my brother.
And grabs Matu by the shoulder.
I don't know how to repay you.
Believe me, I have a very long list of ways you can repay me later in combat. But for now, I am Matu Ordo of the Clan Ordo.
I am Nam Baroya of the Clan Baroya.
Oh, some of your people are coming on their way right now, so don't worry, we'll get you back home.
Now that is some words I never thought I'd hear again in my life.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Heroes of the Hydian Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydian Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
And you can find me on Twitter at 12th Knight. That's 12th and Knight with a K.
Dude, if you want to know more about, like, Amp and stuff, you can follow at iBrent Brown on Twitter. And I gotta say, I've gotta be Count Dooku, because I've just lost my head for you. Hat tip at White Fox SG.
I don't know if that's worth a hat tip.
That makes it worth a hat tip.
Well, it's more of a head tip because, well, like, the head's falling forward.
Ew.
Leslie, Kith, Leslie GS, should I survive the plague?
Okay, now that the episode's over, turn to your friend and look at the number of people you thought that I was going to kill. And now, reduce that number to zero and be sad. Or is it one? Does the droid count? Have an ethical conversation about it with your seat partner. And then when you're done, go to Silhouette Zero, where we treat droids like people. You can find all that information on my Twitter at SilZeroChris, SilZero.
We are all at TheHydianWay.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydian Way.
Our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydian Way.
You can drop us a holocom to heroes@thehydianway.com.
And if you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydianway.
Or you can donate a coffee to us over at ko-fi.com/thehydianway.